In this bulletin, new COVID-19 restrictions come into effect in Victoria. The United States to donate millions of surplus vaccines to COVAX. And in sport, a heartbroken Ash Barty retires from the French Open due to injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. COVID-19 restrictions have eased in regional Victoria, with people able to leave their home for any reason. While Melbourne's lockdown remains in place for another week, students in years 11 and 12 are now returning to the classroom, and the distance people can travel from their home has expanded to 10 kilometres. From today, Victorians must check in at all retail outlets, including supermarkets and cafes. Acting Premier James Molino says businesses that ignore QR code rules face fines of up to $1,600.
We've got authorised officers who'll be visiting retail outlets, for example, Victoria Police conducting spot checks. There's a reason why we need to have those enforcements, and if necessary, fines will be issued.
The United States is to donate 19 million surplus doses of its COVID-19 vaccine supply to COVAX. The donation is in addition to $60 million the US has already planned to give to other countries. 6 million doses will go to Latin America and the Caribbean, about 7 million to South and Southeast Asia, and roughly 5 million to Africa. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients says the US will also lift some restrictions to allow other countries to buy American-made supplies for vaccine production more easily.
We're removing the DPA priority ratings for AstraZeneca, Novavax, and Sanofi. While the manufacturers will continue to make these three vaccines, this action will allow US-based companies that supply these vaccine manufacturers to make their own decisions on which orders to fulfill first.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hit back against his political opponents over their deal to form a coalition government that would see him out of office. The eight-party coalition would see the nationalist Naftali Bennett become Prime Minister for the next 2 years, then centrist Yair Lapid would take over. It would end Mr. Netanyahu's 12-year run as Prime Minister, but still needs to be approved by a vote of confidence in the parliament. In his first comments since the deal was announced, Mr. Netanyahu tweeted to urge MPs to oppose what he called a dangerous left-wing government. The new coalition has been met with mixed reactions from Israeli citizens, including protests. On the streets of Jerusalem, this resident says he hopes the new government can unite in the interests of the country.
It's a very unbelievable coalition between a very right-wing party and very left-wing party, and a little bit in the center. We never had a government like this. We never had a coalition like this. It's a great hope that there will be a change.
13 people accused of making online death threats towards a teenage girl have gone on trial in France. The teenager, known as Mila, and her immediate family had to be put under police protection after she was threatened for posting anti-Islamic videos online. President Emmanuel Macron defended the teen, saying the French people have a right to blaspheme. Outside the court, Mila spoke of the importance of standing up to threats.
À partir du moment où on commet un crime sur Internet,
as soon as you commit a crime on the Internet, you can be traced, you can be found, and you can be tried in court. But that's why we're here today, and that's the moment when it's time to realise and time to say that fear has changed sides. And the more of us there are, the stronger we'll be, and the more power we'll have to stand up to the threat. And things will only get worse if we do nothing and stay submissive.
Si on reste sans rien faire, si on continue à se soumettre.
Denmark has further toughened its immigration rules with a new law that will allow it to process asylum seekers outside of Europe. The law means Denmark can remove people seeking asylum from inside its borders to a partner country, most likely in Africa, while their cases are reviewed. Denmark's immigration policies have become increasingly hardline. Just 1,500 people applied for asylum there last year, well down from a peak of more than 21,000 in 2015. In tennis, world number one Ash Barty says she's heartbroken after her withdrawal from the French Open because of a hip injury. Barty retired in pain in the second set of her second round match against Poland's Magda Linette at Roland Garros. She was trailing 6-1 to all when she retired. Barty says the injury first started during training on the weekend.
It's heartbreaking. I think we've had such a brilliant clay court season, and to kind of get a little bit unlucky with timing more than anything, to have something kind of acute happen over the weekend and just kind of run out of time against the clocks is disappointing, but it won't take away the brilliant 3 months that we've had.
And Australian Astra Sharma is also out of the Open after losing to Tunisian trailblazer Ons Jabeur. Perse Sharma fell to the 25th seed in just 64 minutes, with final scores 6-2, 6-4. Now today's weather, Perth mostly sunny and 21 degrees, a morning shower or two in Adelaide, a top of 17, some morning showers for Melbourne, 14, Hobart, a possible early shower, a top of 11, Canberra, morning fog and 15, Wollongong, a late shower or two, 21, Sydney, similar conditions, 20, Newcastle, much the same, 21 degrees, Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23, Cairns, also sunny, 28, and Darwin, sunny as well, and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.